Welcome to Chapter 28, The First Date. Well, during this time at Margate, after we had made the acquisition, and I had stayed on then for about a year and a half to kind of ensure there would be a smooth transition from a private company to a public company. The one big issue that people have when they go public is they have to absorb the fact that they had three, shall we say, quote, partners, unquote, that they didn't have as a private company. They have their regulatory agencies, they have the brokerage community, and they have the public shareholders themselves and the requirements involved to keep everybody up to date. Well, since I was on a roll at this time, I decided that I'm going to ask out Kathy, who was working, as I mentioned earlier, at the law firm that I was having some business with. Well, I was out to lunch with a friend of mine at a place called the Sandcastle, which was a converted home from an old actress, Betty Hutton, in Atlantic City, to a restaurant right on the Bayside. I was telling him how important it was for me to impress her, so I was trying to come up with a good restaurant suggestion. This was Memorial Day weekend. So as we're chatting here, I decided, hey, you know, this is a cool place. I'm gonna bring her here. This will impress her. So anyway, after lunch, I go to the maitre d'. This is a long time ago, and tell him I want to make a reservation for a table by the window, overlooking the bay. And I gave him $20. Well, it's a fair amount of money. This was the week before. So I asked him, I said, now you're going to be here on that Saturday night, Memorial Day weekend, because that was a very popular weekend at the shore. He said, oh, no problem. So I'm all fired up now. And the night of the date comes, I pick her up, we're on our way down. And I'm thinking to myself, Jimmy, you really nailed it this time. This could not be a more impressive start to a first date than to bring her to this restaurant. So I'm just wallowing in my own greatness as I get to the restaurant. It's crowded, and I go inside. I'm, of course, looking for the guy, the connection, and he was there. And, you know, I introduced myself, said, hey, we're here for the reservation. He said, fine, Mr. McGonigal, you know, have it, you know, we'll call you. So Kathy and I, we get a drink, and we're waiting, and then this hostess comes up, and she has the menus in her hand, and she says, Mr. McGonigal, follow me. So it was following me. So it's a two-story home. So we start up the stairs. So I figured, oh, man, this is even going to be better. I'm going to have a view from the second floor. I will be impressive. So we get to the top of the stairs. There is a little table at the top of the stairs against the wall. A table where everybody that is going back and forth to the kitchen, because the kitchen was downstairs, or the bathroom, because the bathrooms were downstairs, passed this table. So she puts the menus down on the table. Well, I didn't say anything to Kathy about the extracurricular activities that I performed earlier to get a table by the window and impress her. So we sit down. She knows nothing about any of this. I am upset, to put it mildly. So on the table, we have each of our drinks, and we have a little vase with a flower and an ashtray. So picture, we're at the top of the stairs, a table for two, everybody going back and forth. And I'm just, I figure, you know what? I like to take a bad situation and turn it into, you know, an impressor. I'm going to impress her with my machismo that I'm going to demand another table. So I called over the waiter and I said, listen, I want another table. This is not acceptable. So, okay. So about, a couple minutes later, the waiter comes back to me, says, Mr. McGonigal, he said, listen, could you pick up your drink? And so, I picked up the drink, and he says, and you might want to pick up the ashtray. And, you know, and Kathy had the ashtray in her, the flower, little flower thing, and her drink in her hand. So she has one thing in each hand, and I have one thing in each hand. He picks up the table. He takes the table away. So when he obviously assumed when I said I want another table, he thought maybe the legs were not equidistant to the ground. So here we are, sitting, facing each other, trying to pretend there's a table. I'm going to tell you, that was one of the most difficult, challenging events of my life. And to remain cool. All I knew at that point in my life is that I wanted anything. An orange crate. I didn't care what they brought back. I was going to be happy. And they brought another table. We put the two drinks, the ashtray, and the little flower holder down. And we proceeded to have a very nice night. None of this Kathy was aware of. So on the way out, I looked around for the guy I gave the $20 to. And of course, he was long gone. The message I got from this and the lesson that I suggest my listeners take heed to is don't try and impress anybody. I said, I cleared myself of any notion and cleansed my whole persona about ever trying to do that again. That was one of the most challenging nights of my life. And we laugh about it over the years. And whenever I tell the story, I guess everybody can relate at some time in their life to an embarrassing moment where they kind of wish they were anywhere else but where they were. Thank you. Next up, Ventnor arrived.